So there has been a complete change in the way that I want to approach or frame the project. And this is coming from kind of messing around with the different pages that have been established for the site and kind of feeling that it's taking on too much of a structured, it's becoming too much of a structured thing. So it was always designed to be an instructional guide or an implementation guide for instructors interested in doing the same kind of work. And although every decision that I've made and everything I've kind of designed or organized thus far has kind of spoken to that or been in response to that, thinking about who the audience was and how they might use it, in messing around with the different pages today and looking through things, I'm thinking that I don't know if I put myself in their shoes as an instructor interested in doing the same kind of work and I see that someone has done it, okay? I don't know that I'd want to use it that way. I don't know that I would navigate into these parts of the site. I don't know that I would look at all aspects and all facets of it to kind of put together this whole idea for myself and how I might write my own curriculum or how I write my own syllabi or my assignments. I think that that's more or less modular training or professional development or a very, very cut and dry A to Z type structure that says move through these parts, move through these components so that you can have some mastery of a skill set at the end in order to implement this. And I don't know that that's what I'm trying to do here. And I think that although I want to promote and amplify using multimodality as an approach to the first year writing classroom, and although I want others to see the value of design thinking and encouraging students to work through a designerly process to, you know, accomplish their goals and to, you know, have more rhetorical sensibility, that I just feel that this should be a little more open-ended. So I kind of went back and looked at some of the kind of like foundational readings that I've kind of come back to over and over again, even during the prospectus period, the QEs, but the Rubino Artistry of Composition, Design Thinking and Writing Studies. I went back to that article and that was really helpful. I went back to Jeffrey Cirk's Happenings. I went back to Palmieri. I went back to Purdy. I'm even looking through a Levren's article right now about design thinking and the teaching of writing. Richard Marbeck's Wicked Problems. Kind of like putting these all in conversation again and thinking about how helpful it would be if I'm kind of like doing this whole thing where I'm moving theory into practice, that this is too constraining, that it's too, you know, like black and white the way it's being presented. And I'd like to keep it a little more open-ended. So I took these ideas and I took some of the readings again and started having a conversation with Colleen. And she made a really great analogy or suggestion about the kind of long life of the blog and how it was something when the internet first began. And it's kind of still there because it has this quality where people can engage, people can interact, people can talk to one another. It's like community building. And I really liked that idea because I think what that does for this project is think about the way the site's being structured so that it invites instructors in to participate. So instead of me putting something out there like, hey, follow these modules, do this thing, you're going to be an expert at the end, or you're better positioned to do this work, because I don't know that I can say that. It says, hey, I've tried these things. I want to share my story with you. And I would love to hear your stories. I'd love to see your student work. I'd like to see how we can keep building on these ideas, how we can keep asking questions and trying to find answers or best practices together. So maybe the site has more of a feel like a repository or a sort of place where things are being collected. I think, too, that the reason why I like this idea is because sure, there could be a community of instructors, but all of our spaces look different. All of our teaching spaces and classrooms look different, whether it's secondary, post-secondary, whether it's an urban school or rural school, whether it's highly populated or not, whether it's diverse students or very homogenous group of students. You know, I don't know that my work in the space at Wayne State and the kinds of students that I've had translates or speaks that well to an instructor that might be interested in doing the same sort of work in rural Indiana.